She cried out in relief and pulled him close so that she could kiss him senseless. Jericho's body strained, begging for him to take her. But in spite of all that had happened to him, he wasn't an animal. He wouldn't prey on her. He was better than that. And for the first time in centuries, he believed it. Delphine trembled with the incredible sensation of his fingers soothing her. They teased and excited her in a way she wouldn't have thought possible. Finally, something was stamping down the fierce ache inside her. When he pulled back from her lips, she actually whimpered. Where was he going? She had her answer as he slid down between her legs and took her into his mouth. Unable to bear the sheer ecstasy of it, she cried out, burying her hand in his soft hair. Never had she imagined anything so splendid. The heat of his mouth, combined with the strokes of his tongue and fingers, was blinding. She looked down to meet his gaze. The primal heat in his mismatched eyes set her on fire. Jericho growled at the taste of her. His body was so hard and ready, but he was used to controlling those urges. Right now it was her orgasm he was after. And the truth was, he enjoyed the way she tasted, the sound of her pleasured murmurs as she played with his hair. He had missed the comfort of being touched, the smell and taste of a lover. He could spend the rest of the night like this, just savoring her. Delphine shivered at the long stroke he delivered, especially as he dragged his whiskered cheek down her cleft. It went through her with ribbons of pleasure. Biting her lip, she felt her body clenching tighter until she couldn't stand it anymore. In one moment of supreme bliss, her body burst. She screamed out, clutching him to her as he continued to lick and tease, making her orgasm all the more intense. When he had finally wrung the last spasm out of her, he moved forward to rest his chin on her stomach while he lay between her legs. He traced a small circle around her navel as his gaze held hers.
"Better?"
"Yes,"
she breathed as she brushed her hand through his hair.
"Oh, much better."
He nuzzled her stomach with his whiskers, adding another shiver to her. Delphine sighed in utter contentment as she felt the fire draining out of her, to be replaced by a sense of utter satisfaction.
So that's what those feel like, huh?"
No wonder he had been so calm and kind after his orgasm. She really did feel at peace right now. Then she became aware of the fact that she was completely naked, exposed. He was lying between her open legs. No one had ever seen her like this. No one. Heat crept over her face as horror filled her. Jericho lifted himself up as he became aware of the change in her. She was tense now, her face flushed as her eyes returned to the beautiful shade that haunted him.
"What's wrong?"
She tried to cover herself.
"What have I done? I'm so embarrassed."
He moved to her side before he pulled the sheet over her.
"Don't be. You weren't in control."
She covered her face with the sheet.
"How can I look at you after that?"
Jericho stifled a smile at her dire tone. Her reserve amused him, but he did feel bad for her. He tugged lightly at the covers until she had to look at him.
"You're beautiful, Delphine. There's no shame in what we've done."
"But..."
He kissed her words away.
"No buts. I don't want you to be embarrassed with me. Ever.
Delphine smiled at him, grateful for his kindness. What amazed her most was the fact that he hadn't taken advantage of her, even though she had begged him to. He had helped her out selflessly. Even now she felt how rigid his erection was, but he made no demands on her. She had been wrong about him. He did have compassion after all. He could have walked away or taken her ruthlessly any way he wanted to, but he hadn't. Even though he was still hard, he had withheld himself. For her. Her heart, warm with that knowledge, she placed her hand on his scarred cheek. He nipped playfully at her thumb.
We have to do something about this, Jericho. I don't know what Azura gave me, but it's terrible what it does.
There's no telling what they have found. Question is, why give it to the Skotai? Why incapacitate an army that you want to fight for you?
Maybe they don't want them to fight. Maybe it's something else they're after.
He grimaced.
Such as?
I don't know. You're supposed to be the one with the source connection and fighting expertise.
Yeah, but that doesn't give me any insight into evil. You have to remember that Noir and Azura are cut from an entirely different bolt than I was.
Delphine was glad to hear him say that. There was nothing redeeming about either Azura or Noir. Brushing her hands through his hair, she was amazed at how relaxed she was while lying naked with a man. His breath tickled her face, and even though his weight should have been heavy, it was comforting to have him pressing against her. Was this what love was like? No. Maybe not love. It was too soon for that. But there was something very bonding about this shared moment. It was familiar and comforting.
Do you think we can get the others free?
He looked up at her with his mismatched eyes.
You calm down rather quickly once I...
He flashed her a devilish grin.
Placated you? They must be constantly feeding the others to keep them like this. Which again begs the question of why.
We have to get them out of here.
He made a sound of disagreement.
Saving Olympians isn't my priority.
She yanked his hair.